Numbers chapter 26. And it came to pass after the plague that the Lord spoke to Moses and to Eleazar the son of Aaron the priest, and he said, Hold a census of the whole congregation of the sons of Israel, from 20 years old and above, according to their paternal house, everyone who could serve in the army in Israel. So Moses and Eleazar the priest addressed them in the arid tracts of Moab, near the Jordan at Jericho, and he said, From 20 years old and above, as the Lord commanded Moses and the sons of Israel, who came out of the land of Egypt. For Reuben the firstborn of Israel, the sons of Reuben were Hanok, with the family of the Hanokites, and belonging to Palu, the family of the Paluites, and belonging to Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, and belonging to Carmi, the family of the Carmites. Those were the families of the Reubenites, and those of them counted came to 43,730. And the sons of Palu were Eliab and his line. And the sons of Eliab were Nemuel and Dathan and Abiram. These were Dathan and Abiram, who were recruited to the company which contended with Moses and Aaron in the company of Korah, when they contended with the Lord, and the earth opened its mouth and swallowed them up, with Korah in the death of the company, when the fire consumed the 250 men, and they became a warning sign. But the sons of Korah did not die. The sons of Simeon, according to their families, were... Belonging to Nemuel was the family of the Nemuelites. Belonging to Jamin was the family of the Jaminites. Belonging to Jachin was the family of the Jachinites. Belonging to Zerah was the family of the Zarhites. And belonging to Saul was the family of the Saulites. Those were the families of the Simeonites. They came to 22,200. The sons of Gad, according to their families, were... Belonging to Zephon was the family of the Zephonites. Belonging to Haggi was the family of the Haggites. Belonging to Shuni was the family of the Shunites. Belonging to Ozni was the family of the Oznites. Belonging to Eri was the family of the Erites. Belonging to Arod was the family of the Arodites. And belonging to Areli was the family of the Aralites. Those were the families of the sons of Gad, according to those of them counted. They came to 40,500. The sons of Judah were Er and Onan, but Er and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Judah, according to their families, were... Belonging to Shelah was the family of the Shelonites. Belonging to Perez was the family of the Parzites. And belonging to Zerah was the family of the Zarhites. And the sons of Perez were... Belonging to Hezron was the family of the Hezronites. And belonging to Hamul was the family of the Hamulites. Those were the families of Judah, according to those of them counted. They came to 76,500. The sons of Issachar, according to their families, were... Belonging to Tola was the family of the Tolaites. Belonging to Puvah was the family of the Punites. Belonging to Jashub was the family of the Jashubites. And belonging to Shimron was the family of the Shimronites. Those were the families of Issachar, according to those of them counted. They came to 64,300. The sons of Zebulun, according to their families, were... Belonging to Sered was the family of the Sardites. Belonging to Elon was the family of the Elonites. And belonging to Jahliel was the family of the Jahlielites. Those were the families of the Zebulunites, according to those of them counted. They came to 60,500. The sons of Joseph, according to their families, were Manasseh and Ephraim. The sons of Manasseh were... Belonging to Machir was the family of the Machirites, and Machir begot Gilead. And belonging to Gilead was the family of the Gileadites. These were the sons of Gilead. Belonging to Jeezer was the family of the Jeezerites. Belonging to Halek was the family of the Halekites. Belonging to Asriel was the family of the Asrielites. Belonging to Shechem was the family of the Shechemites. Belonging to Shemidah was the family of the Shemidahites. And belonging to Hefer was the family of the Heferites. Now Zelophehad, the son of Hefer, did not have any sons, only daughters. And the names of the daughters of Zelophehad were Mahlah and Noah, Hogla, Milcah, and Tirzah. Those were the families of Manasseh, and those of them counted came to 52,700. These were the sons of Ephraim according to their families. Belonging to Shuthela was the family of the Shuthalites. Belonging to Becher was the family of the Bakrites. And belonging to Tahan was the family of the Tahanites. These were the sons of Shuthela. Belonging to Iran was the family of the Eranites. Those were the families of the sons of Ephraim, according to those of them counted. They came to 32,500. Those were the sons of Joseph, according to their families. The sons of Benjamin, according to their families, were: belonging to Bela was the family of the Belaites. Belonging to Ashbel was the family of the Ashbelites. Belonging to Ahiram was the family of the Ahiramites. Belonging to Shephupham was the family of the Shuphamites. And belonging to Hupham was the family of the Huphamites. And the sons of Bela were Ard and Naaman. Belonging to Ard was the family of the Ardites. And belonging to Naaman was the family of the Naamanites. Those were the sons of Benjamin, according to their families, and those of them counted came to 45,600. These were the sons of Dan, according to their families. Belonging to Shuham was the family of the Shuhamites. Those were the families of Dan, according to their families. All the families of the Shuhamites, according to those of them counted, came to 64,400. The sons of Asher, according to their families, were: belonging to Jimnah was the family of the Jimnites. Belonging to Jishvi was the family of the Jishvites. And belonging to Beriah was the family of the Beriites. Of the sons of Beriah were: belonging to Heber was the family of the Hebrites. And belonging to Malkiel was the family of the Malkielites. And the name of Asher's daughter was Sarah. Those were the families of the sons of Asher, according to those of them counted. They came to 53,400. The sons of Naphtali, according to their families, were: belonging to Jahziel was the family of the Jahzielites. Belonging to Guni was the family of the Gunites. Belonging to Jezer was the family of the Jizrites. And belonging to Shilem was the family of the Shilemites. Those were the families of Naphtali, according to their families, and those of them counted came to 45,400. These were those who were counted of the sons of Israel, and they came to 601,730. And the Lord spoke to Moses and said, "To these the land will be divided, with an inheritance according to the number of names. To a large number you will give them a large inheritance, and to a small number you will give them a small inheritance. Each tribe will be given its inheritance according to those of it counted. But by lot the land will be divided. They will inherit according to the names of the tribes of their fathers. According to lot, their inheritance will be apportioned between the many and the few." And these were those counted of the Levites, according to their families. Belonging to Gershon was the family of the Gershonites. Belonging to Kohath was the family of the Kohathites. And belonging to Merari was the family of the Merarites. These were the families of Levi: the family of Libnites, the family of Hebronites, the family of Mahlites, the family of Mushites, and the family of Korhites. And Kohath begot Amram. And the name of the wife of Amram was Jochebed, the daughter of Levi, whom her mother bore to Levi in Egypt. And she bore to Amram Aaron and Moses and Miriam their sister. And there were born to Aaron Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. But Nadab and Abihu died when they offered strange fire before the Lord. And those of them counted came to 23,000, all the males from 1 month old and above, for they are not counted among the sons of Israel, for no inheritance was given to them among the sons of Israel. These were those counted by Moses and Eleazar the priest, who counted the sons of Israel in the arid tracts of Moab, near the Jordan at Jericho. And among these there was not a man of those counted by Moses and Aaron the priest, when they counted the sons of Israel in the Sinai desert. For the Lord had said of them, "They will certainly die in the desert." And there did not remain a single man of them, except Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun.